Earth is now between ice ages, or what scientists call an interglacial period.
We can count out about 10 interglacial climate intervals before the one we're in right now.
In a study released this week in the journal Nature Geoscience, Jim Channel analyzed ice core and marine sediment data from 1 million years of geologic history. Channel, a distinguished professor of geology at the University of Florida, says one period around 780,000 years ago is remarkably like our own.
It looks very similar because the orbital characteristics of the Earth, which is known from astronomers, is a dead ringer for the orbital states that we have today. And we can use that as an analog to say, when will our interglacial state, which we're in right now, go into the next glacial period?
Those orbital features, how the Earth revolves around the Sun, the shape of its orbit, the tilt and wobble of the Earth on its axis, undergo long cyclical changes. Those changes directly affect the amount of radiation coming from the Sun, which in turn affects the Earth's climate. Based on these natural cycles, our current warming period should end within 1,500 years. What's different from 780,000 years ago is that CO2 levels in the atmosphere back then were 240 parts per million, compared with 390 parts per million today.
And so we can be fairly sure that we have, whether we like it or not, delayed the possibility that we will revert from our present interglacial into a glacial state.
The study underscores the dramatic effect of CO2 released by the burning of fossil fuels in our cars, power plants, and buildings on the Earth's natural climatic systems.
In other words, the orbital characteristics of the Earth, which control the amount of radiation coming from the Sun, those orbital characteristics of the Earth, which over millions of years have controlled the climate state on Earth, those orbital characteristics are no match for these excessive levels of CO2 in our atmosphere.
Cooling that would naturally occur in response to changes in the Earth's solar orbit simply cannot keep up. While a delayed ice age may sound like good news, Channel says it isn't. The high concentration of heat-trapping greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is beginning to destabilize ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica.
Once you slough off the continental ice into the oceans, of course, the consequence is sea level rise. And it's not being, I think, overdramatic to say that considering the proportion of the world's population that lives close to sea level, the implications of this sort of accelerated sea level rise are enormous.
Channel says those ice sheets are expected to continue to melt until the next phase of cooling begins, and when that will be is now in serious doubt. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.